you might be able to retire sooner than you think. Now, that's exactly why I love financial planning. What if you could retire earlier and spend more and still be okay? Would you keep working? Some people go, yes, but that would be helpful to know. Other people go, no, the reality is, Ari, I am going to stop working. And as soon as financially that is the case, I am done. Either way, it's okay, but my goal today is to show you, okay, when are you in a position to retire early? That's kind of part one. Part two is, what are the reasons to retire early? If you are thinking through it, what are the benefits to that? Because as you've been saving and investing for a long time, at this point, it's time to start thinking through, when can you enjoy the fruits of your labor? So we're going to be talking about that today. Please know I do all of this and more on my YouTube channel, and you can see that. Just look up early retirement and you will see it there. Additionally, those links are in the description below if you want a custom strategy with myself. Now, I don't want this episode to sound like I'm anti-work, because I'm not. I love what I get to do. So let me get that right out of the way. I want to make sure that you personally, if you don't love what you do, you know financially when you no longer need to. That's the financial aspect to the why I do this podcast, if you will. Now, I've got several more years to go myself, but a traditional retirement is not something I'm really ever interested in, because I love what I get to do. And as long as I love what I get to do, I'm going to keep doing it. However, I do realize not everyone loves what they do. And here's how I know that. I have that ebook, and I put out an episode a few weeks ago where I talked about what are the different reasons that you're excited to retire. And people told me, I don't want to commute anymore. I don't want to wake up early. I want to make sure that I'm on my schedule, not my boss's schedule. All of these different things are things that you guys have told me. And I don't take that lightly when you do share that with me. So I want to come back and feed it back to you guys with some helpful tips. So tip number one, a reason to retire earlier than you might think is that the older that you get, the less valuable money becomes and the more valuable your time becomes. Once again, I saw many of you comment that when you downloaded my ebook. And so the goal here is to strike a balance. Yes, you need to work long enough and to have the financial capacity so you can truly enjoy your time. But at some point, you have to say, okay, I'm going to get off this hamster wheel of trading time for money, and you have to start living. So the way we summarize that here at Root is, if you're a good saver and investor, as I know a lot of you are, how do I know that? You're listening to the Early Retirement Podcast, and you're already thinking about an early retirement, which is still a new concept, relatively new, if you will. The reality is, it's now time to be a successful spender, because if you keep being a good saver, guess what? You're going to have more than you know what to do with. And that means those dollars are going to get taxed more in the future if we don't touch into those. But that's not really my concern here, Mike. That was the, you know, the tax side of Ari coming out. The reality is, you're going to be kicking yourself going, you're telling me, Ari, I could have done these other things, whether it be retire earlier or spend more. And I didn't, because I didn't go through a full financial plan to understand if I am in a position for that. You can always make more money, not that you want to go back to work, but you cannot get more time. Even if it's difficult to make more money, it's possible. Time is the one thing we never get back, and none of us know how long we have. So that's number one. Number two is spending more time with family and friends. The quality of your relationships is one of the biggest factors that's going to determine the quality of your life. Now, it is tough to spend time with family and friends when you're working 40 to 50 hours a week. And I know a lot of you are working more than that. But if you're spending a few hours commuting on top of that, or running errands, taking care of the home, whatever that may be, the question that I would ask you, how much of your time is actually left for friends and family, and how much quality time is actually left? Not just time, but quality time. One of the best things that people tell me once they retire is, Ari, it's not the idea that I have my whole day back that I really needed. It was, there were a few hours of that day that I really needed to spend on taking care of me that I just didn't get to do. And yes, now I have extra hours to go volunteer, or especially having retired early, I want to go find other people that have retired early because we're of a similar mindset. But you get to be intentional about how you spend your time. So that's number two. Number three here is your health. Good luck quantifying the impact of retiring a few years less on the stress of your life. A lot of people have saved and invested well. They're reaching out to me and they're like, Ari, I want a less stressful job, whether it's at Starbucks or working at the golf course. I just want to make sure I have a less stressful job than what I have right now. Now, more often than not, people hear that and they'll think about it and then they'll kind of brush it by the wayside and go, no, it's not going to make a difference to my plan. You know, what good is bringing in, call it $25,000 a year if I'm making $200,000 right now? And I'll invite them to think differently because it's not $25,000 that's so important. That's $25,000 less that has to come from your portfolio that allows that to continue and compound and compound. And if you're doing it well, possibly tax-free, and that's the real value. So the thing about health is oftentimes that person that is allowing you to go to work every day because you think you need to for financial reasons, you might not be in the greatest health. Maybe you've been grinding for 30, 40 plus years. Maybe you've been raising a family. You've paid off mortgages. You've done these amazing things. You may have worked overtime, but you've been giving, a lot of giving. And by the time the average person, if you will, wants to retire early, they're burned out. And some of you are reaching out to me early 40s, other early 50s, some even 60s, of course. This causes a lot of stress. Now, why is stress so bad? Well, from a negative health perspective, you don't need me to tell you, but depression, anxiety, heart disease, stroke. And if you don't manage it well, what good is all of that 401k saving? What good is all of those IRA or Roth IRA or tax planning considerations if it takes years off of your life? So if that's where you are, just something to ask yourself, okay, where am I at in terms of health? And then how am I managing that? We have to balance, yes, the financial side, but the personal side. Many people say who come to me, they retire early. It's all right. This is the best I felt in years. I just needed to reduce stress, eat a little bit better, and take better care of myself. And so sometimes it's part-time income that's helping bridge that gap before other income sources can help out. Sometimes it's inheritance, sometimes it's rental income. But please know, and this goes into number four here, your best years are limited. I don't say that to feel scary, but if you're going to retire early, call it 55, call it 60, call it 63, call it before 65, and you want to live your dream retirement of 30, 40 plus years, even if you have a 30-year retirement, so not a technical early retirement, but not all those 30 years are equal, as you can imagine. So let's assume you're, I don't know, 62, and you're going to live to 92. You tell yourself you want to work to max, you know, Social Security out. Well, if we look at it and you have 30 years, remember, that might be your lifespan, but what's your health span? Because from 62 to 65, that might be your best health. From 66 to 70 or 66 to 75, you might not be feeling so hot. So the goal here is that, hey, how can we maximize your best years where you feel your best so you can go travel and do those hobbies that you've putting off? Maybe it's woodshop. Maybe it's international travel. How can you spend more time doing what you're really dreaming of and not retiring and going, oh my gosh, I have 2-3 years to do these things? I really want you to optimize that. And the last one, and this is probably the biggest one, another reason that you need to retire earlier than you think is you are financially ready. Do not work for work's sake. And I've seen this time and time again where people financially are in a position to retire, but they're just not pulling the trigger because of something and they can't totally put their word, you know, their finger on it, if you will. But sometimes here's what happens. I'm not going to say this all the time, but we become byproducts of the habits we've developed our whole life. And so if you started working early on in your career, maybe you're even 16 or 17, you got your first job and you haven't stopped working since, that's almost who we are. And so now work, we talk about wanting to do something different, but that's scary because what we've been doing, we've done it 30, 40 years, and it's not a cakewalk to just step away. And I recognize that because I speak with people that tell me this every single day. Now, I don't want you to fall into the trap of just continuing to work because you're working. Now, I'm not saying work is bad. It is not bad. I love what I do. It's wonderful if you enjoy it. And if it's a creative outlet, great. Maybe it's beneficial and you should not stop working. But if it stops being that, here are the reasons to consider retiring earlier than you might think. Quick, short episode today, right to the point regarding time, regarding your health, regarding time with family and friends, regarding why your best years are limited, and if you are financially ready, understanding should you stop working. So these are the reasons to retire earlier than you might think. It's not for everyone. It has to be customized, but these are the reasons you do those 401 contributions and Roth contributions so you can spend your time maximizing these five things. That's it for today's episode. If you want help to be able to do this, of course, you can reach out to me in the description below, and I would be happy to help you craft that custom plan. If you're listening to this going, all right, I just want more educational, informational guidance, that is wonderful as well. And please know that is also why I love doing this podcast. I kindly ask, if that is you, to leave a review of if this has been helpful or made you think differently about an early retirement, or if there's anything else that you're looking more from the show, you can also submit a question on my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Early Retirement Show. If you have a question that you want answered in a future episode, you can always go to my website, earlyretirementpodcast.com. That's earlyretirementpodcast.com. And you can go ahead and submit a question that I'll look to answer in a future episode. Thank you all for listening. Please do rate it, review it, and share it with someone who you think would benefit from this information, if there's anyone out there that you know. I certainly appreciate it, and I will see you all each week.
Hey guys, it's me again. Please be smart about this. Nothing in this podcast should be construed as financial, tax, or legal advice. Consult with your tax preparer or financial advisor before taking any action. This podcast is for informational purposes only.